trącę mietrzem w obamysłę. Bo tak o mantej mietrzem.
Start your day the fairway, Northwest London, Wednesday, 6th of Kislev, 3rd of November, Rav Eli Steinberg, Shlita, Hallel Elucidated. This week's fairway has been sponsored by family Posen, Leilu Nishmas, Rav Moshe Ben Rebishua, Zichron Lebrocha, Frank Posen, Zichron Lebrocha, on his 25th yard site last Sunday.
I don't feel so bad now talking about Hallel in the run-up towards Hanukkah. If you speak about Megillas Antiochus already, so therefore we already feel within the Shloshim Yom Kodim Yemei HaChag, I feel that it's therefore okay to speak about Hallel, which Be'ez Hashem on Hanukkah we're going to be saying the full Hallel all 8 days. Just wanted to elucidate, just discuss the Shat in maybe the first capital of Hallel, which we say Kuf Yud Gimel, Kuf Yud Gimel into Hillim. And it goes as follows. The truth is, it's also got a connection to this week's Edra, because we have the different Shvatim who were born. And we have Yehuda, who was born to Leah, and Leah said, Hapam Oides Hashem. When she had Yehuda, I've taken more than my chelik. I've got number four now, the fourth child, which is more than my chelik, because I've got four mois. I should only have really three children, and I've got four, Hapam Oides Hashem. And we say in davening every day, B'choyl HaChaim Yoducha Sela. Once a person has come to the Madrega, come to the level of then we hallelu, then we come to the level of, it leads to the level of Hallel, to come to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be Mahal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I want to start as follows. The truth is, if we look in the Gemara in Pesachim, the truth is that really there are two Hallels. There's the famous, what we call Hallel HaGadol, which we say on Leil Seder, we say in Davening also every Shabbos morning, all the Kila Olam Chastois, the 26 Kila Olam Chastois in Kuf Lamad Vav in Tehillim. And that's called Hallel HaGadol. And the Gemara says it's called Hallel HaGadol. The Gemara says that Kuf Yud Ches in Pesachim. Rav Yochanan says, Om Rav Yochanan Mipnei, why is it called Hallel HaGadol, the Great Hallel? Mipnei, Shakadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Barumoy Shal Olam, Hakadosh Baruch Hu sitting at the top of the world, the height of the world, Umechalik Mazonos the whole barrier. And Hakadosh Baruch Hu is giving over Mazonos to even the lowly, all every lowly creature in this world. Says Rashi, Vahainu Dobah Gadol, that's a tremendous thing. The Hakadosh Baruch Hu is so high, he has the ability still to stoop so low and to take interest in all the lowly creatures and give everything their needs and necessities. That's why it's called Hallel HaGadol. Now our Hallel, which we say on Rosh Chodesh, on Yom Tovim, the full Hallel, the half Hallel, our Hallel is capital from capital Kuf Yud Gimel till Kuf Yud Ches in Tehillim, and it's known commonly in the Loshna Gemara, it's called Hallel HaMitzri. Hallel HaMitzri probably because the first instance that Klaisel said it was when they came out of Mitzrayim. And the Gemara itself asks, in Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Ches, why is it that if we've got Hallel HaGadol, so why do we say Hallel Mitzri? And the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says, Mipnei Sheyesh Boi Hei Devorim Halolu. Because it has in it five things. In our Hallel from Kapitel Kuf Yud Gimel to Kuf Yud Ches, it contains five things, five important things of the Ikrei Munah. Number one, Yitzias Mitzrayim. It discusses Yitzias Mitzrayim. Number two, Kriyas Yam Suf. Number three, Matan Torah. It discusses Matan Torah. Number four, Tchias Amesim. And number five, Chevloi Shel Moshiach. It discusses Chevloi Shel Moshiach. And the Gemara goes through and brings Pesukim in Hallel, which discuss these concepts, says from Mitzrayim. Obviously, it's talking about Yitzias Mitzrayim. Hayom Ro'ah Vayonos, the sea saw and fled. It's talking about Kriyas Yam Suf. Hahom Rok Duch'egen, it's talking about Torah, and so forth. The Gemara brings Pesukim, which prove that these five concepts are existent in the Hallel, which we say from Kuf Yud Gimel till Kuf Yud Ches. But the obvious question is, and that's the question which I'd like to discuss today, is that's all very good from Kuf Yud Dalet onwards. That means Kapitel Kuf Yud Dalet, Baseis Yisrael, that's the first one which discusses Yetzias Mitzrayim. However, Kapitel Kuf Yud Gimel, which is Hallelukah, Hallelu Avdei Hashem, doesn't discuss seemingly any of these concepts. So the question is, why do we start Hallel with Kuf Yud Gimel? L'cha'ira, according to what the Gemara says, we should be starting Hallel on Kapitel Kuf Yud Dalet. I'd like to discuss that it goes as follows. Just to be makdim with the Ramban, the famous Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo, and the Ramban says as follows. Ramban says, "Va'ato oy melecho klau b'tam mitzvos rabos." The Ramban says, "I'm going to tell you a reason behind many, many mitzvos." Hine me'oy me'eis heyos avoidus gilunim bo'olam. Once avoidus gilunim Avodah Zorah, idol worship, started creeping in to mankind in the world. Bimei Enosh, started from the times of Enosh. Heichelu haderes lishtabish be'emunah. So it started out that the deos, the people, started becoming crooked and incorrect in their world views. Mehem choifrim be'ikah. Some of them denied the ikah existence, Rachman Litzan of the Rebbeinu Shleilim. Ve'omrim ki ha'olam katman. They said the world's been here forever. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't create the world, Rachman Litzan. They denied the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was group number one. Then group number two was Mehem Machishim B'Idiyos HaProtis. They said, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. That they were happy to give, they were happy to attribute to the Rebbeinu Shleilam. But they said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't know what's going on downstairs here in this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and then left it and has gone off on other pursuits. It was a hobby which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, and then he's left it to Lego sort of pastime, and then he's left it and gone and done other things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't stoop down so lowly to take an interest in this world. That was the second group. The third group said, no, we agree, we accept, we're happy to accept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's going down in this world. But they deny that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes an intimate interest in what's going on in this world. They deny that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares, and the schar ba'onesh, there should be reward and there should be punishment for what goes on in this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no interest in what actually takes place. He knows what's going on, the third group said, but there's no onesh and no schar for what everyone does. So there's three groups which emerged from the times of Me'enish. The first group were those who denied in Gansan HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Rachman Litzan. The second group agreed, were happy to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu the credit for having created the world. However, they said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't know what's going on here. And the third group said, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give him the credit that he knows what's going on, but he is not Mashkiach HaShkoch HaProtis, and there's no Oynish and no Scha and Oynish for what goes on downstairs. The Kashi Yirtzah, says Ramban, the famous Ramban, Kashi Yirtzah Holi Kim Be'ed or Be'yochit, Be'yasi Moim Moifes, Be'shinuim in Hogish and Oilom Be'tiboy, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants and comes along and makes a wonder, a ness, a miracle, which goes against the concepts, goes against the precepts of Teva, of nature, Yispare Lakoil, Bittel Hades Ho'ele Kulom. Then that proves beyond any shadow of doubt, it's Mevatel all of these three groups' mindsets. Ki HaMoifes HaNifla, because a wondrous happening, a miracle, Moira Sheish La'olam Elokah, which goes against nature. It proves that there is a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Mechadshoi, and he's now decided that things, the course of nature should change. And he's giving this ness, he's giving this miracle for a reason. He knows exactly what's going on, and he's giving this miracle in order to reward those who do the mitzvahs, and in order to punish those who don't, who do faket, do the avirs. So the Ramban says that was the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And then the Ramban carries on, and obviously, if it's pre-announced by a Novi comes along and says, this is going to happen, and that's going to also going to prove the concept of Nevoah. So the Ramban says that the idea of Yetzias Mitzrayim was to prove, beyond any shadow of doubt, this concept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's going on, and the Musaf of Schar Va'Onesh. Now, if we would have a look at the capital of Kuf Yud Gimel, we'll see how these concepts emerge with a clarity, and the truth is, Kapitel Kuf Yud Gimel is really the starting point, it's the background, it's the basis to be able to go on and continue to Kuf Yud Dalet, Kuf Yud, and the rest of the Kapitel, which discuss Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yam Suf, Matan Torah, all these tremendous, wondrous things which took place. If we don't have the Hakdama, if we don't have the Kuf Yud Gimel coming beforehand to explain the backdrop, to explain where it comes from, then we won't appreciate the Beseis Yisroel Mitzrayim, the next kapitel. And the kapitel goes as follows. I'm going to name you a Malbim, a most beautiful Malbim, who explains the first two Pesukim and how it comes out as boilet, how it mamish jumps out of the Pesukim, these concepts. And the Malbim, the Pesuk says as follows. We say, Hallelu Avdi Hashem, the Avodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the servants of Hashem, should praise Hashem. Hallelu Es Shem Hashem, praise the name of Hashem. Yehi Shem Hashem Mevoiroch, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Mevoiroch Me'ato Be'adoinom. Now whenever it says the Shem Hashem, that means the Anhoga, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts in this world. And the Lashon of the Kapitel, the Lashon of David Melech, what uses is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name should be Mevoiroch Me'ato Be'adoinom. And says the Malbim says, the first on Pasuk Aleph in this Kapitel, the Malbim says, Yidaber al-Hashkocho This kapitel is talking about Hashkocha Shehashem Mashkiach Bo'olam Hashofel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes an intimate interest in what's going on in this lowly world. Hefech Midas Ho'ev Dei Kichovim, which is the contrary to the mindset of the idol worshippers, Shem Mosa Es Hanhoga El Marechas HaKichovim. They gave over the Hanhoga of this world to the zodiacs and to the constellations. They said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu handed over the reins, He created the world, He handed over the reins to these things, to the Marechas HaKichovim. Oma says David HaMelech, Hallelu Avdei Hashem, you servants of Hashem should praise Hashem. Shehallel Hashem Hashem. Ulam Hoisif, Shema'ata Loi Dai, it's not good enough, Bahalel Levad, just to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. Rak Yishem Hashem Mevoiroch Me'ata V'Adoilam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name should be best, blessed, gebenched from now and ever. Says the Malbim, Kiyesh Hevdel Bein HaHalel U'Bein HaBarocha. There's a big difference between the word halal and bracha. Halal means you praise Hashem, but bracha means you accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the makor of all bracha. Shehatehilohi misad gedulosei v'rememusei. When you praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so high and so uplifted, beyond so high in the upper realms. Shebazei yoydu gam ho'ovdei kichovim. Even the goyim, even the ovdei avodei kichovim, they can maybe accept this concept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. He's the God on top of all other gods. They accept that you have to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that. He's so on high and He created the world. They'll give Him that. They're happy to give Him an attribute to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They created the world and He's so on high. But they're not going to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu the credit for Barucho, the Shefa, and the Hashpa on this world. Sheha Barucho Moira al Shefa HaTemidis HaYotzis Mimenu. Because Barucho denotes constant Shefa, constant outpouring of goodness which comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to this world. Al-Di Hashkochosei HaParotis, from His Hashkocho, from His intimate relationship with this world, the Hei Machishim Zeis, that they can't accept. So when we say, Halalu Avdi Hashem, we say, Hallel Hashem Hashem, but in what way do we want you to be praising the name of Hashem? Because we want Yishem Hashem Mevoiroch. This is what David HaMelech is telling us to do. Yishem Hashem Mevoiroch Me'ato Me'adoilom. Because the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Shefa of all good in this world, and He has an intimate relationship with this world, Me'ato Me'adoilom, forever. Then the kapitel carries on and brings out the tremendous contrast between us and them. Why? Because mi mizrach shemesh ad mavoyoi, from the east to the west, from where the sun rises across the whole of the universe, from the east to the west, mahulol shem Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is praised, but only praised. In what way do they praise Hashem? They praise Hashem by saying rom al kol goyim Hashem. Yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is uplifted. He's on top of all the goyim. Now they're happy to give Him the credit for. And Hashomayim kevoidoi. He's remained in Shomayim, and that's where He is. And He's created the world, but He has no interest in this world. But what do we say? What's our response to this? We say, Mi kashem Elokeinu, who's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Hamagbi lo shoves. You're right. He's Magbi lo shoves. He dwells on high. Correct. Oba, this is now the contrast. Hamashpili lirois, who lowers Himself to see Bashomayim uvaoretz, in the Shomayim uvaoretz, even the Shomayim is lower than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He lowers Himself to see Bashomayim uvaoretz, exactly what's going on, and takes an intimate interest in everything that goes on in this world. That's the contrast between the way that we perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're happy to grant HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we accept the three Musogim of Emunah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's going on downstairs in this world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mashkiach, Hashkoch, Protis, exactly in the Tzhab O'Enesh, in contrast to the Goyim, who maybe will give HaKadosh Baruch Hu, accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, but that's where it goes, that's how far it goes, and they won't accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes an intimate interest in this world. That's until Pasuk Vav. That brings out the contrast between us and the Ovdei Kichovim. Now, I want to explain the last three Pasukim, Pasuk Zayin, Ches, and Tes, which starts Mikimim Afadol in the following way. And the truth is, just a slight point, which Rashi himself points out, there's a very interesting way that the Pasuk expresses itself. There's five words in this kapitel which have an extra yud. The pasuk says hamagbi, and grammatically it doesn't make any nafkimin. It doesn't make any difference grammatically. Pasuk hey says ni kashem alekenu hamagbi hi lo shabes. It could have said hamagbiya, same thing. Hamagbi hi lo shabes. It says hamashbi li lirois. Hamashbil lirois would have been the same thing. Then it carries on meki mi me ofadol. It's referring to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Make him me ofadol would have been the same thing. Lohoshivi, also the same. Extra yud, and Moshibi, also the same thing. So Rashi says, Magbihi, Mashbili, Makimi, Lohishibi, Moshibi, the Dax, the same thing. Kulom, Yud, Yaseiro, Bohem. They all have an extra yud. Rashi doesn't explain why. The Dax says it's like sort of poetic, Bishud Sachos Haloshim, to make it sort of flow. It's poetry, and it flows much nicer. But maybe we can say an extra point here why David Melech was Madgish, these five words, starting with Hamagbihi, to bring out and to stress five extremely important concepts. Now, to go back to these last three psukim, Mekimim Me'ofadol, the Gemara says in Tainis, the Gemara says as follows, the Gemara says in Tainis, that Hakom Rabbi Yochanan, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Gimel Mafteichos Beyodei Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shelo Nimtzu Biyad Shliach. There's three keys which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to three certain concepts, which Loinim Subiyat Shliach, he didn't give over to a Shliach, never gave these over to a Shliach, he never gave it over to his Nevi'im to take control of. The Eluhein, and these are them, Mafteach Shel Gishomin, the Mafteach, the key to rain, or Mafteach Shel Chayo, and the key to childbirth, or Mafteach Shel Trias Mesim, and the key to Trias Mesim, bringing back alive the dead. And the Gemara brings Pesukim. The Gemara then carries on, the B'ma'arova Amri, in Ma'arova in there, as he saw, they said, Av mafteach shel panoso. Also the mafteach, the keys to panoso. And it brings a pasuk, Pesach esitechol, masbelechol chayrotzen, because Baruch Hu's got the keys of panoso. Then the Gemara says, so why did Rabbi Yochanan not also reckon the keys of panoso? Says the Gemara, because Gishomim hainu panoso, Gishomim is the same thing as panoso, therefore Rabbi Yochanan did mention panoso, because Gishomim incorporates also panoso. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, according to even Maravah, there's three keys which HaKadosh Baruch Hu never gave over to Shliach, the key to rain, which is panoso, the key to panoso, the keys to chayat, to childbirth, and also the keys to Tchias HaMesim. These are the three keys that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kept control of himself. That means to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, these three areas, he himself personally has control and intimately involves himself personally, doesn't hand it over to any malachim or any or the like. He himself personally takes control of these three things. The Mefarshim already straight away asked that we do find that the Nevi'im, Eliyahu HaNavi and Elisha did seemingly have control over certain things, Gishomim and Tchias HaMesim also. And the Gemara says, and the Mefarshim say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy to give out of the three keys, he keeps the majority for himself. He keeps the majority to himself. He's happy to lend out Zmani for a short time, for a short period of time. He's happy to lend out one key to the Malachit, to the Nevi'im, in order for them to do what they have to do. But he'll always ask for it back before he gives out the other one. That means the Kushbok has always got to keep control over Roy. And actually, that took place with Eliyahu HaNavi, the Mashal brings at the back. The Mashal mentions that Eliyahu HaNavi, when he met Achav, by the shiva of Chiel, I can't remember his name, who rebuilt Yericho, and one by one, there's the klala of Yehoshua, that whoever builds Yericho, the starting point, his first child will die, and when he finishes, then his last child will die, he's going to lose all his children, and he went ahead and rebuilt Yericho against Yeshua's express wishes, against the cherem of Yeshua, and one by one all his children died. When he came to fix the last doors of Yericho, his final child died. So Achav went to be Menachem Avol, and Eliyahu also went to be Menachem Avol. And they arrived there talking together, and Achav said to Eliyahu Novi, how can it be? I don't stand. Like sort of chepering Eliyahu Novi. How can it be? The klala of the Talmud Yeshua comes true, and all his children die. But the klala of the Rebbe Moshe Rabbeinu, that doesn't come true, because it says in the Torah that if a person doesn't keep the Torah, serves Avodah Zorah, the Chora Af Hashem Bochen, the Otzas Hashemayim, the Lo Yeh Motah, there's going to be no rain. And said Achav to Eliyahu, tongue in cheek, that every single mountain top, everywhere you go over here, the land is full of Avodah Zorah, and the rain's plenty of rain. We have no problem here with rain. So that made Eliyahu HaNavi realize upset. And Eliyahu straight away asked for HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the key of rain, and he was gozer, no rain, and a drought, a famine, took place in order to prove Achav wrong. Now this carried on for a number of years, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give him the fact that the Klais will be mistire a lot. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu made take place the Maisa with the Ishut Sofatis, where Eliyahu went to visit, that her child became not well and died. Says the Maharshal, why did her child die? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to cause Eliyahu HaNavi to need to get the Mafteach, the key of Tchias Meisim. He's going to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the key for Tchias Meisim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, fine, you can have the key for Tchias Meisim, but you've got to give me back first the key for Geshomim. Give me back, because Eliyahu the Baal had the key of Geshomim, because he had stopped the rain. Give me back the key of Geshomim, because the rule is, there's three keys, but I've got to maintain control over two out of three. Give me back the key of Geshomim, and then I'll give you the key of Tchias Meisim, you'll be able to go and be Mechah Meisim, the Isha, the child of the Isha Sofatis, and that's what happened. As soon as he gave back the key of Geshomim, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused that there should be rain in Eretz Yisrael. Baal Koponim, these three areas are three areas where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we see from the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself keeps control of these three areas, and these three areas are areas where he intimately takes interest in this world. Therefore, we can therefore maybe explain the psukim of Mekimim Ma'ofa Dol according to that. There's three areas, again, the area of Tchias Meisim, the area of Parnosa, and the area of Leda, of childbirth. So the pasuk carries on. We're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's relationship with this world, how he is completely intimately involved in this world, as opposed to the das of the Ovdei Kechavim. Mekimi Me'ofa Dol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings up from the earth the Dol. And that's referring to Tchias Meisim, an offer Atav, an offer Toshuv. Your offer HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do Tchias Meisim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making Me'ofa Dol. Me'ashbois Yorim Evyoim. From the dunghill, from the rubbish tip, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifts up the poor person, Lohoshivi Im Nadivim, to let him sit with the nobles, Im Nadive Amoy, with the nobles of his people. And then the final one is Moshivi Akeres Abayis, Eim Habonin Smecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the Eim Abayis, the mother, have children, that she should have children, she should be happy. Hallelujah, that's the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This brings out these three concepts where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is intimately involved in the Hashkocha process, top process of this world, Tchias Meisim, and also the giving Parnosa to the Evyon, giving Parnosa to all of us. And also HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes an intimate interest in childbirth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself controls these three areas and will only lend out a key, Zmani, for a short time to whoever's necessary to lend it out. But this, therefore, according to what we're saying, this capital, Kuf Yud Gimel, is the backdrop, and it's so important to be the Hakdoma to Halal, because Halal was said as a response, a collective response of Klai. So the Moran Pesachim says, Moran Pesachim brings different shittas exactly at what time, at what point Halal was said. The Moran brings, the first point was when Klai came out of Mitzrayim. Moran says definitely 100% when Klai came out of Mitzrayim, they're eating the Korban Pesach, 100% the Zichur saying Halal. It brings all different shittas, different points of time where Klai had said Halal as a response to things that we received from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Tshuva, Sefer Tshuva Mi'Abba says that the Emes is nobody's disagreeing with each other. That means at different points in the history of Klai Yisrael, this was their response. It was a basic response of what we have Halal. They added on as the thing sort of ensued, as whatever took place to them, whatever they experienced, they added on another concept. Finally, David HaMelech came along. David HaMelech came and he gave it its final format and he incorporated all the necessary points to give Klai Yisrael a nation response to all the good that we received from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and gave it our final format in these kapitlach. But the main yisoid is, as the Gemara says, Nevi'im shebeinem tiknu lehem Yisrael shu'oyim oisei al kopeiru kopeiru kval kol tzor v'tzobash leitovoy. Anything which takes place which is negative and we get out of it, when Christ are redeemed, they say oisei al gulosom. The response is, the nation's response, the collective response is to say Hallel, to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for us getting out of all these things. And therefore, Dr. Melech Bedavka was Magdim before speaking about the Nisim, which was Shaloi Keder Chateva, Beseis Yisrael, Yisis Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, Matan Torah, and the like, all those. Before he was Magdim those, before he said those, he was Magdim Kapitel Kuf Yud Gimel, which brings out these Ikre Emunah, that number one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, even in a matter of Derech HaTeva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Number two, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows exactly what's going on downstairs in this world, 100%. And then number three, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashkiach Hashkocha Protis, an intimate interest in this world, exactly what's going on. When the Pasuk says, Lo hoshivi im nedivim, im nedivi amoy, which is a double expression, to take the Evyon and to make him sit with the nedivim, im nedivi amoy, with the wealthy ones, or with the nobles of his nation, so the Radak says the second one, nedivim amoy, is an extra praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Stam nedivim, nedivim of Umay Sa'ilam, okay, fine, we've lifted you up, we've elevated you to sit with the nedivim of Umay Sa'ilam. But there's an extra element when you're sitting with the Nedive Amod, the Nedivim, the nobles of Klal Yisrael, who are even more Meremim, even more exalted than the Nedive Amoy. That's an extra element that Kishbok takes the Evyon and he places him even on a pedestal, even with the Nedive Amoy. Just to finish off, can't resist saying, most beautiful vort I just saw from Roshon Shadron. Roshon Shadron says, we're bringing out and we're making a very strong stress on the mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in spite of Hamagbil Elirois, in spite of him being so high, these Mashpili Hamagbil Shoves, in spite of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being so exalted, but he's Mashpili Elirois Vashamayim Uvaretz. He has the ability to lower himself and take intimate interest in what's going on. And as we know, for Halachto Bidrochov, one's going to go in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's a lesson to us, that even when you've got people who are very high level in Ruchnius, very high level in the Avodas Hashem, and they get very ignited in the Avodas Hashem, but they can't in any way forget the Mashpili Lirois. They've got to take an interest, they've got to visit themselves and realize where they come from, and not in any way Chas V'Sholem, just because they're inspired in the Avodas Hashem, not to tread on the feet of other people. And we say this in Kapitel Kuf Yutes, Ashrei Semimei, this is how Rav Sholem explains it, Ashrei Semimei Dorech HaHolchim B'Soyos Hashem, praise are those who are perfect of the way, going in the way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. Ashrei Noitzrei Edoisov, praise are those who guard HaKadosh Baruch Hu's commandments, his statute, B'chol, his testimonies, B'chol Leiv Yidrashu, they seek HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all their heart, they're very ignited in their Avodas Hashem, they're very inspired in Avodas Hashem, but there's a condition. But they can't do things that's going to tread on other people's feet. They've got to go in the way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's Magbi Lo Shoveh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwells on high. Bees Mashpili Lirois Bashamayim of Oretz. It could therefore be that that's why David HaMelech suggesting, that's why in these five words, he added on an extra yud to make these words stand out. Because these five words bring out the whole concept of this kapitel. Number one, Hamagbihi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so high. Number two, he's Mashpili, but he's happy to take an intimate interest in this world. He's Mekimi Me'af Adol, he's Mekimi Tchias Meisim. Lo Hoshivi Im Nedivim, which is talking about Panosa, to take the poor person, the Evyon, and to put him, place him with the Nedivim, Panosa. And then Moshivi Akeres Abayis, that's talking about later, the concept of later. So these five concepts, David HaMelech specifically highlighted, as if, stressed these five concepts, because these are the five concepts which are so important for this kapitel, which is the beginning, the Hakdama of Hallel, when we come to discuss all the Nisim which take place in Beseis Yisrael and the future kapitel. What is tiny stuff base? I'm going to be here. Give him a taste.